not live, and coming to you from the fabulous Sunset Strip in Hollywood, California, it's the Bob Dean Show. Yay! Yay. From the Ruby Studio at 7518 Sunset. Thank you very much, Sammy Junio, our producer.
We love her.
Kathy St. George is back here with us today. Hello, Kathy. Dennis mm-hmm. Olson is here.
Sunda.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
You told me to remind you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Eden Alpert was going to be here with us today, but we just had we screwed up on the timing, so she'll be with us again soon. Hi to Zach Herndon in Bloomington, Indiana.
Hi, Zach.
Hey, Zach. Hey, Zach.
And condolences to our wonderful friend, Sunda Grunquist, on the loss of her brother. Sunda owns the LA School of Comedy at 10835 Santa Monica Boulevard in beautiful Persian Westwood.
Sorry, it still makes me
laugh. She is an absolutely wonderful woman who got me inspired to get into stand-up, as well as this podcast, The Bob Dean Show, and this is episode 80. Yay!
It's finally more than my age. Thank you.
All right, well, so this is just going to be a fun episode about shooting the proverbial BS. So let's see. This is my... convoluted commentary of the day. Let's see. I spent a lot of time on Facebook yesterday. I'm having a hip replacement. Yeah, I'm hip, I'm hip. Remember that from the Flintstones? yeah, I'm hip, the dogs. They moved it up to August 3rd. So for what it's worth, it's been a very uncomfortable situation. And so yesterday I was at home and Dennis and I were hanging out and I did drink several Bloody Marys and I spent a lot of time
on it. Could use one.
Yeah, me too.
Did they move to August 3rd or September 3rd?
September 3rd, my surgery has moved up to. So, somebody's calling. Who could it be now? Oh, cool. Well, that was, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that my regular general practitioner doctor, Dr. Carl Milner, I have to go in for a pre-op examination. And since they rescheduled the hip surgery, they squeezed me in to go in tomorrow, and I guess I'll get proted and probed and all that stuff. So you heard it first here on the Bob Dean Show. Yay!
My friends that have had hip surgery are like new people.
Exactly. Well, seriously, my brother had it. Pat Patterson, who's been a guest on the Bob Dean Show. Yay!
You know, Ava.
Ava, really? See, and that's just really? It. You know, is that?
It's all that wild sex.
That disco mania.
Threw her hip out.
Seriously, I'm telling you. And well, mine is because of what 38 years of tending bar mode. Mm-hmm. You know, because seriously, that you know, when I've always worked in, you know, and that's hard work.
It's I've always worked on my feet too.
Yeah. So at any rate, you know, I did blah blah blah. I'm not going to get a whole long the thing, but we went to the Dr. Gerhardt in Santa Monica, and I'll be having surgery at St. John's. And it's like a 1 hour procedure, one night in the hospital, but then the recovery time is blah 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 blah. So who knows? So we're just going to wing it from there. But enough about me. What else were we talking about? Oh yeah, my convoluted commentary. I spent a lot of time on Facebook yesterday just for fun because I was sitting around drinking Bloody Marys because my hip hurt. And I am happy to say that in the hours that I spent on Facebook, I don't think I saw one friggin' aggravating pro or con, whether you love Trump or hate Trump. I don't care right now, but it was just a fun day. It was all fun stuff mm-hmm. on Facebook. There was laughter. There was fun posts. Shut the hell up. Yeah. Oh, it's you.
Well, it's a little late because I did that a long time ago.
Anyway, but it was all laughter and fun stuff, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, thank you for that. And my second convoluted commentary is about, you know what? When an ambulance or a police car passes by, you're supposed to pull to the right, correct? You know what pisses me off is the people that, you know, if you're the car, that everybody comes around like really fast and won't let you out.
That just happened to me on the way here.
See? Was it the fire
Except
truck?
Except I was in the turning lane to go left and I didn't know if I should go or sit there, you know, and be good. And they were honking at me. And so finally I went and turned left because...
Well, the people, you know, just be considerate in your 3 Series BMW on a 9-year lease and, you know, let everybody merge back into traffic. Oh, I got a new car.
I know. I think that's exciting.
Well, it was thanks to Nancy Mintadoni Zinniger at Pacific Volkswagen in Torrance, California.
Hawthorne.
Close enough.
You're right.
I think I bought mine in Hawthorne, too.
Well, but Pacific VW, Nancy and Sam have been friends of mine since I first moved to town. Nancy will take care of all your friggin' needs. I'll go see her at Pacific. But the lease was up on the Jetta. Went down and looked, and because of, got a Tiguan.
I don't even know what a Tiguan is.
It's their most popular model.
Cool.
It's like the mid-range SUV.
Very nice. SUVs are fun.
Dennis calls it a truck because it is. It's a truck, but it's really cool. Just got the and thanks to Nancy's wizardry. Seriously, she's taking care of many of my friends with great, great deals. It's worked out to where it's affordable. It's not like I've got money to throw out the yang yang, but it's a beautiful car.
Obviously, you have good credit. I don't have bad credit. I just have none.
Yeah,
I pay.
Go see Nancy. She'll fix you. After I lost the house in the flood, I had to declare bankruptcy. It's not a secret. I fought my ass off. I had like a 740 credit rating. The house situation, which I go, I'm a boo-hoo-hoo, but it's many years ago. I was forced into bankruptcy. I tried so hard to deal with creditors and work with them and say, and they were like,
I did. I paid them all off. And you know what? I paid them all off. Not a discount. Paid them all off and then closed my cards just so I wouldn't spend more money. And half of them didn't take it off my credit.
Mm. What?
Yeah. And not only that, but if you close your cards instead of lose your cards to bad credit, it's harder to get credit back than if you file bankruptcy.
Well, I didn't want to. And like I said, I tried to work with creditors.
Yeah.
And I was like, look, I will, because I, whatever the reasons being, is that I didn't want to do it, but I did. And, now, I'm back into a pretty good credit rating. It took a long time. But Nancy at Pacific is great. So anyway, I got a new car. It's an SUV. It's easy to get out of. It's got this glass panoramic roof and all kinds of brakes by itself, which drives. And you know what else I friggin' hate is that automatic turns itself off at a traffic light.
Oh, my God. Why?
You haven't been.
Conservation.
Well, it's conservation. Yeah, it's supposed to be great.
I don't like that.
But like, it's
it
all
turns
the high
off
end.
And then as soon as you're ready to go, it
BMWs,
back.
Audis, Mercedes Benz, Volkswagen. When you're sitting next to them, and many American cars now, it when you come to a complete stop at a traffic light, it shuts off, and the engine shuts off, and it's like the car stalls.
Oh my God, that would scare me.
And your air conditioner and then as soon as you take your foot off the brake, it starts back up again. And it drives me crazy because, I've had so many old raggedy-ass cars. They stall all the time. And I don't know whether I'm freaking out, I need to put it in neutral or put on my hazard flashers or whatever.
Or if it's going to start when you're ready to go.
Right.
Or you're going to just sit there.
And there is a feature that, Nancy showed me where you can turn it off. But this thing has so many, that Jetta had it for 3 years, didn't put 11,000 miles on it, and never looked at the owner's manual once. And there's all kinds of stuff that we didn't know, that it'll do. So this one, I got to make sure I look at it.
I always took mine in for tune-ups. I had I got a BMW, and I got it really inexpensively because my credit was good. And I took it in. I took really good care of it and everything. And when I finally did turn it in, I kept it 6 years because it looked like new. I got money back. That's what we got. That's how
no
little
kidding.
Miles. I got money back.
That's pretty awesome.
Great.
I know.
What model was it?
It was just the 318. What are they? IS 318 IS or something? Anyway, I can't remember, but I love that car. Ugh.
There have been some. I just love your postings, and that one. There's some pretty sassy, saucy pictures of you coming up lately.
Uh oh.
That you've been putting up.
That oh, I did. Yeah. Oh, that's my fan. So I did.
Yeah, girl. Smoking hot.
I had booty.
Did you see that one, Sammy? That she put up. Did you all get the group message I sent out yesterday with the song Belinda's Bra?
Yeah, and I put it on my
This gentleman wrote that song.
Seriously?
Yes, he did. And that song kicks friggin' ass. And if y'all have never heard it, go. I didn't send it to you because I sent it to a bunch of friends who I know are musically cool. And it's called Belinda's Bra, and you can find it on YouTube. And Dennis wrote it, Reggie. Anyway, just check it out. That song kicks ass. I said, I'm like, 1, 2, 3, 4. I stole your bra. No, no, no. Ha, 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 ha. And it's a song about Belinda Carlisle, who turned 61 yesterday.
Oh, wow.
And, of course, Dennis knew her, Reggie.
I did makeup on one of their videos.
Did you? Because he ran with all those people back, you know, in the punk rock days. And
I saw him at the Starwood. I remember when they were at the Starwood.
Oh, I miss that place. That place was so great, good.
I was asking about Glenn Parrish because I met Glenn a couple years ago at Wolfgang's. And he was in one evening with Ava, and yes. A super cool guy. And he said he'd come on the show.
I know, and I texted him, and he said that he was busy. He was out of town this week, but he said he would do it. And then I thought today maybe, but
he's down in South Bay.
Yeah,
yeah. So it's a pain in the ass to get back and forth. So we just need to coordinate it. Yeah. You know, in the future.
Yeah, because he stayed at my house while I was out of town. He stayed at my house. So
did he really?
Yeah.
Isn't he like Fleetwood Mac's manager or something like that?
He used to work with Stevie. I knew
Stevie
him.
Nicks,
I used
that
to
was
know
it.
Stevie real well because of him. And I remember once Stevie let us use her house, and I gave a party for you two, Rattle and Hum. I gave him a Rattle and Hum party. She lived in this gorgeous Dutch consulate up on Benedict Canyon. Oh, it's just gorgeous, like a castle. And she let me use the house. It was really fun. He worked for her for years, and they both moved to Arizona for a long time, you know, because I think she went for allergies or something. But anyway, Chris Nix is also here, you know, so it's like.
Well, that just reminded me of something. Something when you go and play. My manager, Christina Scott.
I love her.
She's the best.
I loved to go out of commercials.
Well, she sent me an email the other day. Well, you should contact her. She's the best, man. She sent me an email the other day. She said, I really want to get together and come on with Kathy. But her ex-husband, who I'm sorry, Christina, I don't have the
Bruce.
Bruce, who was with Kiss, and he's been with Thin Lizzy for a long, long time.
Yeah.
When he comes to town, he's going to come on.
He's such a nice guy.
That's what she said. Yeah.
Such a nice guy.
This girl knows everybody.
I ran into him, actually, signing autographs on the East Coast. I was doing a show, and he was there. So we hadn't seen Bruce Kulick.
Yeah. Well, Christina Scott, I can't wait till she comes on the show, and she's just full of energy, and she's just great.
I know.
She's a doll.
She's so great. I wish I could remember most of the '80s because I've forgotten so much.
Tell me about it. Our paths probably crossed somewhere in Miami,
probably
in a nightclub or something.
There's the 6 degrees of separation too. So you know that's.
Yeah, I didn't spend a lot of time in Florida. I did, but I did during the Versace, when he was still alive. I mean, I went down there a couple of times because I almost got a condo right on South Beach, and it was $87,000.
Oh, please. You know what? I have friends. I have a couple of people that got that
I'm
for
so
like
stupid.
20, seriously, woulda, shoulda, coulda. I lived at I sublet Colin Savage. Hi, Colin.
Hi, Colin.
Please call in.
Please call in. We need to. And hi to Jennifer Diamond and Mike Lund. Hey, we need to call our psychic friend.
Yes,
we just love them. But anyway, Colin, Case Armstrong was a Vogue cover model twice, and she and I were roommates, and Colin was her boyfriend, who lived on his 36-foot sailboat that was moored right outside of our apartment. That was back right when the beach was turning around, and it was so cool to live there.
Mm-hmm.
So cool. We lived on
really nice.
Oh, it was, you know, and it was because
And you could take your drink from one bar to another.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't have to throw it away.
Open till 6 a.m.
And the shops.
And after-hours parties were real after-hours parties.
The boutiques were open, so when you were drunk, you'd go spend a ton of money.
Yeah.
And then go, what the hell did I do last night? I mean, it's almost better to wake up in bed with someone you don't know because at least it doesn't affect your pocketbook.
And I lost my point right
there. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay because we're just having fun today on the Bob Dean Show. Yay. What was my point about Miami?
Miami. You were saying how pretty it was and how it was really cool.
Oh, Case and Colin. And I was talking about something that reminded me of Colin and the... Oh, yeah, we were talking about real estate back in the... You know, because I had friends who bought condos on Ocean Drive for $25,000.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Wow.
But now, yeah, but you know what? There's just
But you know what? I found one in Miami Beach, which was right down from South Beach, and it was it's right by Eden Rock and Fountain Blue, and it was didn't face the ocean, this particular one, but it was a two bedroom, two bathroom split, so it was equally the same size bedrooms and bathroom on each side, and a nice living room kitchen. It was $250,000, and that was like. Not that. That was like maybe 10 years ago. So.
Mm-hmm.
Not even 10 years ago. Gosh.
Well, Nobody can afford to
live anywhere. So, you know what, now? And now that I'm old, and I should be in Florida, you know, it's like...
Yeah, but you want to be up like in Boynton Beach or something like that now.
I know. I just don't. Those
you know,
are really
Boca Raton is over. You know, with Boca Raton, it's done.
Well, I think I'm...
Lauderdale, I'd live in again in a heartbeat. That's where Jennifer and Mike live.
Lauderdale's great.
But
I want to move to the Bahamas.
Why not?
But you know what? They told me... Because I talked to them there when I was there. They said you have to open a business first in order to get a residence there. And they don't have apartments there, only houses you have to buy. And I said, I guarantee you, Cindy, you know, because I know people that own places in the islands. They're not working there, and they didn't open a business there. I mean, so I don't get that. I guess only poor people have to do that.
Well, I was going to say, you know, if you're filtering...
We have to prove they don't want... The Virgin, well, just the name Virgin. No, I have a friend who has St. Martin. Is it in the Virgin Islands, St. Martin?
And,
yeah. He's got a condo there, but those are more expensive. Well, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I got to ask. My old landlord had one. He gave me a trip to St. Martin for my birthday. Is that a great landlord?
Yeah.
Paid for my trip. I mean, gave me his condo.
Wow.
And it was the French part. Yeah, it was great.
See, when you're blonde and beautiful and sassy and have a great personality and you're genuinely intelligent and nice, good things happen to you.
Yeah, a lot of bad shit though too.
Kathy.
A lot of bad shit happens too. It's like gum on my shoe.
Gum on your what?
Gum on my shoe.
Not gums.
What?
So, has everybody seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
No, I'm dying to go see it, though.
It's good.
Seen it twice in 1 week.
Yeah, I'm going to go see it.
It would have really turned out that way.
But the whole point, there's a scene where they go to the Playboy Mansion for a party.
Really?
And it's so friggin'
cool. Oh, yeah, at the Playboy Mansion. Cass is there.
Oh, my God.
And everybody the guy that plays Steve McQueen is, like, looking at him.
Yeah, but let's not say anything more because,
Because
you'll totally dig from the time they pull in the driveway and how it's Sharon Tate and her and all the people that she was friends with.
Oh, wow.
And there's not a whole lot of dialogue, but it's the music and you know, the Playboy Mansion in its real heyday, you know, like the time you were there, too. You know, but it's like this huge kick-ass party, and everybody's just partying from the time. It's sort of like how I make an entrance at a party. You know what I mean? You walk through the door, you grab first joint you see, the first cocktail, or the first, you know, whatever else, and you head straight for the dance floor. And you say hi to your friends, and then you go right to the dance.
I know, and now I'm like, they're going, come on, dance. I don't know.
Oh, please. Seriously.
Oh, you know what? I almost read for Once Upon a Time in America. I had an audition for it, and John Belushi died that weekend.
Oh.
So it was like, you know, they were all staying together. De Niro and them were staying together. So my audition was canceled, and I just never ended up doing it. But
oh, you know what? I want to say a shout out to our friend Hillary Pleat Roth.
Hello.
Who hopefully will be on. Well, I'm going to hope she'll come on. But Hillary is our friend. Speaking of dancing, and it was Tamra Moore's, Tammy and Don. It was Tammy's birthday, and we went to the Abbey. Not last Sunday, but the Sunday before.
The Scabby.
And it's sort of like my, you know, my Happy Birthday Bob Dean brunch dance-a-thon thing. Well, you had a ball, but I mean, even with this hip, I'm like, screw it, I'm going to dance. Well, Hillary was on the dance floor. Hillary is an absolutely beautiful woman. If you all follow my Facebook page, I put a picture of her and Tammy and I up from Christmas about 4 years ago at the Happy Birthday Baby Jesus Christmas soiree. And Hillary is a beautiful, bright, intelligent woman. With a great figure, and she was in a pretty horrific motorcycle accident.
Yeah,
she was riding a Harley Davidson with a group of friends in Malibu, and lost control and went up the embankment, and the bike came down on top of her body, and her waist is like this. She's gorgeous. Yeah, you'll love her. You got to meet her. She's from Philly, and she's terrific, and she's modeled and this and she. Anyway,
my waist was like,
but her whole body was like. She was on the day, you know, and she's healing after all these years. She was in bed for 2 years and surgery and surgery and surgery and surgery. But she was on the dance floor with us. Yay, Hillary! Yay!
Aww.
Yeah. So whenever you bitch about me bitching about this hip or whatever.
Well, you know, I what was it? The guy that was on that made you an honorary It wasn't a gopher or
Nicole's dad.
Groundhog.
Yeah, yeah. John Fedor.
Well, I got.
Who choked?
Yeah.
No, he. I was talking to Nicole yesterday, and he almost choked to death after
almost
being fried. But anyway, again.
So anyway, I have one of these gophers at home that sing, "I'm all right, what you gonna do about me?" And it dances and it turns its head. And I thought, I'm gonna bring that to Bob because he needs that. But then for some reason, the bottom half stopped working. So I thought, oh my God.
Sort of like me.
It's its sciatica.
Hey,
so now you're gonna get it because it's got a hurt sciatica too. So now its head just turns.
There's a lot of things from the waist down that don't work on me anymore sometimes, I gotta tell you.
And he just goes, nee, nee,
and nee. I'll bring in my Billy Bass, that fish that sings.
Oh, that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
I have also some, I love
I'll
bar
bring in
toys.
My Frankenstein.
I love
yeah!
bar toys.
That Frankenstein is freaking cool.
I know.
I have a Pizza Man Elmo I'm trying to get it from Connecticut. And it sings, and then the pizza sings opera. So it's pretty good.
That's crazy.
I know. I love bar toys. I just don't have a bar.
And the cola drinking Panda Bear.
Oh, cola.
Dennis has an eye for friggin' antique toys, and he's great at it. He needs to be marketing, you know.
I know.
I should sell them.
I have Elvis potato.
Oh, and I have a talking Jesus doll, too, that Leslie gave me.
Oh, I love this thing.
Leslie Catwoman. We love Leslie Catwoman and Dave and Louis LaCava. Yay.
I have a Trump rubber duck.
Yeah.
But that singing, that it said Jesus said, quote, scripture.
Oh, my God,
and,
no.
And
it's incredible.
Oh, I should have said that. Oh, my God, no.
We need to bring it.
Sorry,
we
God.
Start bringing the toy in.
Bring it on Easter.
Oh, it's friggin' sorry, awesome. God. You might have seen it on Christmas Eve.
I may have. I think I did.
I know. There's a lot of things to see on Christmas Eve.
I know. Yay. I still have my thing. I'm looking for something to do with it, like hurt somebody.
Yeah. Can I...
My rake.
It's not a trowel, but a...
What is it? It's like a... Yeah.
What do you
it's
call
where
it?
You loosen
it's
the soil.
It's the three prongs.
Mm-hmm.
A claw?
Well, it's
garden claw?
Garden... Yeah, I guess so.
Like a rake, but little.
Yeah, it's for breaking up the ground.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a hoe.
Like a
it's
hoe.
A hand hoe.
It's like a hoe. Isn't everything...
It's a tri-hoe.
Well, so I just got back from Russia... Come on.
Were you in Russia?
I was in Russia.
Okay, stop. Listen. First of all, I didn't even know you were in Russia, and I follow you on Facebook like every day. You didn't say you were in New York, and then you went to Connecticut to pick up Maybelline.
On the way back. I went to Russia.
From Connecticut?
No, I went straight there. I went I went to Denmark, and then I went to Russia, and then Finland.
Yeah,
I
thought you were going to friggin' New York and Connecticut.
No.
How did I miss all this?
Yeah, I went to Russia. I saw Putin.
I guess I really
I
just
saw
wasn't
Putin
that interested.
Topless on horseback. And then I thought, went over there, but it's not a thing. I thought it might be a thing. So, but it isn't. So, it was cold. I had to wear a fur earmuff in the summer. I had to kill
it. Well, why did you go? Was it just for fun? Did you have friends?
I got a cruise quite some time ago, and I never thought I'd, you know, I just never thought I'd, you know, you win at a charity event, and I just thought this might be the last chance I get to go on a trip with all my life's kind of skew right now. It's like, I just thought, it was a cruise, and I just did it. And it was nice. It was really pretty.
All right.
Yeah. God, damn, and it was all you, the food was really good. And I went to the Hermitage or whatever, the museum,
Hermitage.
Which, you know, I am very popular there because it's an Orthodox country and St. George is huge in Orthodox countries. So, you know, there's St. George hanging over Catherine the Great's throne.
In a pair of Levi's.
Yeah, so it was great. I was really big there, you know. It's like, I know, if I could have just sat on the throne once, but... Anyway, it was really nice.
That's awesome. Did you take pictures and such? I didn't see.
I did. I haven't posted because I just wasn't going on. I wasn't going on Facebook that much because the Wi-Fi. I mean, it was expensive on the boat. You know, ship, and it was like $200. And I just thought,
screw that.
You know,
wow.
I have international texting is part of my plan. So. You know, I did do that once in a while, but I wasn't sending pictures and because it's just too hard.
Yeah.
So. But I'm going to do late posting now.
There you go.
Yeah. Delayed.
Well, now that makes it even that much more exciting because, yeah. You know, even people like me who, you know, who thought we knew everything had no idea.
I'm very, yeah, I'm mysterious, I guess, for a change.
Well, speaking of cruise ships, did anybody have, there's like two people that looked at the video I put up yesterday of me winning the hairiest body contest on the Carnival cruise 5 years ago?
Oh, no, I got to see that. Because I
did
know,
you
I
see
was,
it, Sammy? Did you see it?
Please,
it's hilarious, isn't it? Thank you. And you know how I discovered it? It's like yesterday, drinking Bloody Mary, sitting on the computer, and Dennis is like, where'd you find it? I'm like, I don't know. This is what happens when I sit in front of my computer and press buttons. All this stuff comes up that I had no idea was in here. But it's this great, that was me pounding on the thing. But it's this great video of where I was on the corner. It was
Hans. Oh, so it's on your web.
Yeah, I put
Facebook.
It up on Facebook.
Okay, I'll check it out.
It was Hans's birthday, and he generously took us all on a Carnival cruise, the 5-day cruise. We all met in Long Beach and stayed on the Queen Mary. And then we took the cruise, and we went, you know, it was that thing where we stop in Catalina.
Queen Mary still does it.
No, Queen Mary, we stayed on the hotel. Oh, okay. And then we left on the Carnival cruise, and we stopped on Catalina. Well, and then we went to Ensenada. And now I know why everybody in Mexico wants to come here. Because yeah. Ensenada sucks!
Oh, it's rough there. Sure I went on the QE, too.
I beg your pardon. I stand corrected, yes.
I took a cruise on the QE, too, when it was still,
don't hurt people's feelings.
Still going. And the men wore tuxes to dinner and stuff.
We did that one night.
It was nice. But it was in 81, so it was like a while ago. So I went to London and I went to Bermuda. Nice. And I didn't hit an iceberg or anything, so great.
That's good. And yeah, I apologize if I hurt anybody's feelings.
What happened?
It was just a joke. I said Ensenada sucks, and he's all like, man.
Well, I used to drive down there with a hangover. I'd get up on Sunday with a hangover and drive there to get a fish taco all the way to Ensenada.
Because there was
from Los Angeles. There was a
to Ensenada.
There was a guy that sold them on a corner.
Are you talking? Are you sure you're not thinking of Encinito?
No, Ensenada, Mexico.
Back when you could
still drive in there, and I would drive down. I knew right where he was going to be, and I would buy a tacos.
That's like a 4 or 5 hour drive.
Round trip, yeah. It is.
Well, I apologize.
It just goes to show you.
If I've offended anyone from or in Ensenada. Okay.
Well, no, it's not. It's just that we understand your plight. That's all.
Well, no. Let me tell you about this is why I said it sucked. We get off that. We go to you know what happened.
I like Rosarita too.
We went on the little tour. We get on the little van to go to the blowhole, which is a natural, it was an absolutely breathtaking natural rock formation where the ocean comes
up. Like a geyser?
Yeah. And it took like an hour and a half in a tour van, to get there. And it was magnificent. But the whole area around it was completely, you could see at one time, probably in the late 60s, they had built like what, for that time, were welcome centers and things like that. But they were all just like closed down,
and
the whole point of this is that the young lady, the tour guide, who was telling us all about this and that, she's like, "Well, now remember, liquor is cheap, cheap, cheap." Okay, so bye, 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 and then she's all like, "Also, here in Mexico, we keep our public restrooms incredibly clean, so it's also favored to leave and they're attended, so it's also favored to leave a small gratuity." For the attendant, okay? Well, the two bathrooms that I were in were like, and I've been in the club business for a long time. I've seen everything from A to Z. They were just nasty. And there's like some guy like sleeping up against the wall or whatever with no doors on the stalls. And, they give you two things, a little toilet paper. Of course, fortunately, I didn't have to poop. But that was one thing. But then I didn't buy any liquor to take on the ship, right? This is what and it's an unclimactic Bob Dean. Yay, story. Okay. But all these people, you come back to the marina, the dock, and they've got the police are there with a big tent.
And they take all the liquor.
They take all the liquor.
They tell you to
and
do it.
They so tell you to buy it, and then they take it from you. And it was all categorized. As I said, I've been in the bar business 38 years. It was just like walking into a liquor store. They had the tequilas and the vodkas and the gins and the scotches, and they were all lined up on shelves.
It's terrible.
It was
true.
Absurd.
They do it to get you. It's Well, poor country, but it's ever since the drug cartels and stuff got so that's when it started, because nobody wants to go down or nobody.
You know what? I'm not knocking Mexico. It's a beautiful country. I'd
My friend
to spend
has a house
there.
In Rosarito. He bought a house, and it's great.
It's and there's so and the history of the Mayans and Incas and you know
Akumal.
Yeah, it's brilliant and it's fantastic, and I would love to.
And plus, I used to go fishing in the Sea of Cortez. It's really good.
Did you catch anything?
Yeah.
What?
Herpes. No, I'm kidding. I don't have herpes. No, I do not. Never.
Well, herpes is a fish.
I know it is. It's a really ugly one.
It's like a crab.
It's like, yeah. Oh, crabs are. Oh, I won't talk about those. So. You,
I've never had crab. Yeah, I have one time.
Clothing store. Sex. Got it. Oh, see, I didn't get to have sex.
And you know what?
I got a new pair of jeans though.
My ex sister-in-law Peggy. Hey, Peg.
Hey, Peg.
We were having we were sitting around, and she's a nurse, an RN, and we were sitting around at a family dinner one night, and I don't know how the topic came up, and you know, and there was like eight of us around there, and I don't know how we got on the topic, but Peggy's like, and do you know that a crab lice can jump like 6 feet?
No, they can jump.
Yeah, so she's like, if somebody has a crab lice, it can jump like, and I'm like, you mean like all the way across the room? And she's like, yes. And I was like, wow, I thought my dinner conversation was stimulating.
Oh, I shouldn't say this on television. On a podcast.
It's not television. Go ahead.
It's close enough. No. I can't. Oh, no. Another time. I'll tell you after.
Just whisper it to me.
I can't. It's too long. I was staying at a house in the Hamptons. I was staying at a house in the Hamptons when this happened.
You
and
told
I was,
us about your bed bugs, and that was awful.
I was sharing a bed with Bruce McGill, the actor, because we all shared beds because a lot of us would stay there. And I was wearing like a plastic wrap all the way down because I was so afraid because I didn't know. I was like a sandwich because I didn't want to tell anybody and I didn't know until I got there. I was like, oh, because I bought the jeans so, on my way to the jitney.
And I'm and, sure and that I was by dating wrapping yourself in saran wrap that nobody had.
No, he didn't know. And I was dating names. And I was dating Paul Stanley at the time.
No kidding.
And I used to threaten him, if you ever give me something, I'm going to kill you. And so, but I had to call and share it with him because it was just too funny that I would get it at MGA Jeans. It was right by Barney's in New York. And I was, what are you going to do? Went shopping before my holiday. And Andy DeSalvo was with me too.
Oh, love her. Hi, Andy DeSalvo.
We were all laying naked on the roof.
We need to get her back on the show too.
Yes, she went to Saudi Arabia and did a. Yeah, she's
saw that on Facebook. Been following her.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, and she made it back. So that's always good. I mean, thank God. And she wore the whole thing, the little outfit.
Burka.
No bikinis. Yeah, the burka. She wore it.
Mm-hmm. The burka.
You don't have to though. The new guy. Whoever he is, I can't remember his name. He is much more Western, you know, and he kind of doesn't make that an issue anymore. But then he did tear up some journalists. I guess they tore him apart. So I would just kind of go ahead, mind my P's and Q's if I was over there.
<You know>? Well, I ain't going nowhere anytime
soon. I got a birthday on Friday.
Your birthday?
Yes.
Happy
birthday. It's a very bad one. I'm looking forward to it like a kidney stone.
Oh, those are always fun, too.
Yeah, that's what I said. This is going to be as good. Probably. Maybe a kidney stone will be better.
Yikes.
I passed one of those standing at a urinal at Faison's restaurant when I was smashed out of my gourd, and it came out like a diamond out of my wiener.
Oh, my God.
I was like, and I swear it was like a rock that came right out of my...
Oh, that had to be some good alcohol.
It was like the thing in the movie Alien. It came right
seriously,
out with
a man.
Glittering in it.
I my mother's grave. Sorry about this, mother, but it's true. I mean, I knew that there was something wrong. I didn't know it was kidney stone, you know, but I knew, you know, I drank a lot of Coca-Cola and ate a lot of spinach. But yeah, it passed. But anyway, so your birthday's just coming up.
I know.
We'll have to celebrate it after I.
Oh, I have to celebrate after. I don't know what to do with myself right now. But I did get tickets to the Stones. Is it Friday? Thursday.
If they make it that far.
Well, it's only this week. Yeah, well, he'll outlive his children.
Hello.
So, you know, but.
He's got antifreeze.
Yeah, I got it from the girls, Deborah Vale band, the one that is supposed to be coming out on the 9th. They got them for me for my birthday, which was really nice. So.
Well, that's awesome.
That's
so,
one
yeah,
thing.
Well,
Thursday, that's it.
When I get home tonight, I'm going to have to sit around because until after 1:40, I got to go. As you heard it here on the Bob Dean Show, yay. Right. Got to be the doctor at 1:40 tomorrow. So I got to go home and look at all the, and reschedule all this shit. So we will try and do the 9th. I don't see why we can't. You know?
I got to tell you.
I might be like,
You'd be surprised. The recovery's pretty good on these because I think Ava was, oh, you have to this exercise thing though. But I hope so because that'll.
All right. Well, we are down to our last few minutes. Do you want to do a question or two?
If not, I'll pay and we'll do it.
Yeah. I mean, no, seriously, if I can't make it, then you guys can do it because we don't want to disappoint your friends and I'd love to meet them.
I just don't want because they're, yeah.
Like, just we'll make it happen.
And the thing is, I've known them for so many years, they're great.
We'll make it happen.
I know. And you know what? I know your hip is going to be so much better, too. So.
Yeah.
Because Billy Joel had both his hips done, and his dog did, too.
Okay.
His pug.
Dennis, what time is it?
It's time for just jump!
Jump!
Splat.
Are we ready for the first question?
Yes, sir.
Is it proper to smoke a pipe of any kind at a formal dinner when cigarettes and cigars are passed?
Yes.
Yes. Well, no, I thought you had to do that in a studio. You had to go into it. But then cigars, no. Yes, then.
Yes. If one of the new small dress pipes is used and if the tobacco is mild, even
how about
then,
crack
he's
pipes?
Always polite to ask the hostess if she minds a pipe.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
My dad used to smoke a pipe.
I like the smell of pipes.
Yeah, it was great.
Especially the good tobaccos, like when they have cherry in them or something.
Yeah.
So good.
My dad used to smoke. He didn't smoke them all the time, but like when he was at home in the day, you know.
I used to smoke cigars.
I bet.
And I used to sit out in Little Italy on my stoop on Mulberry Street, and I had a cigar, and I'd sit out and smoke a cigar on
the stoop. Listen, see?
And I had, like, right across the street was a cigar shop with a wooden Indian, and I was like, and, you know, and it was like, I was part of the bad group, you know. It's like.
Next.
The dinner party is in progress, and one guest comes late. Must all the men rise for the introduction?
We had this question last week, or last show.
No.
Oh, then let's go to the next one.
It's different.
I beg your pardon. I apologize. I'm sorry. The lady said that that's a different question. Would you repeat it? And I stand corrected, and I apologize.
The dinner party is in progress,
mm-hmm.
and one guest comes late. Must all the men rise for introductions?
No, the woman should come in quickly and sit down.
In the old days, they probably did stand, but I don't think they should have to. I think she should just, crawl in like this.
Yeah,
and
she doesn't make a big deal of it.
Excuse me.
She doesn't make a big deal. She doesn't go, "Hi, everybody.
Just
sorry, I'm late." She
just
sneaks just in and sits down, and
kind of like I do when I'm late for the show.
When he gets on it with the answer, we're going to say what we said about you behind your back.
No. In the case of a woman guest, she slips quickly into her seat, indicated by the hostess after a brief greeting. And the man to her right alone rises and seats her. The hostess does not rise because then all the men would have to rise with her.
I would have put a whoopee cushion.
It's a great answer, and it's something good to them.
I would have put a whoopee cushion, though, just for that.
Okay, so here's what we said about you behind your back.
Oh, well.
Honey, and it's with love and respect because you're
family.
Yeah,
but you know what? The
Kathy,
thing is,
stop.
I try so hard.
Honey, we know you do.
And it's
always
something.
And considering that, you know, we're all doing this for free pretty much.
But it still bothers me. Well, not this. I want to hear it, though, because it's probably funny.
It is.
I still want to laugh.
So Because he said three sharp. And then I called you, and we talked for a minute, and then I hung up, and it was like she and this one. And
I called and canceled. I said I wasn't going to do the show.
I listened to the message, and they're like,
"Because what? I didn't want you guys."
And here's how, I'm not going to say who said what, but here's how the conversation went. Oh, she lost her foot. The car's out of gas.
It was just,
but it was just like boom, honey. Don't be offended.
The thing is, it's
with love.
Every day, you know,
it wasn't anything hurtful. It was, we were laughing about it. It's like, oh, she lost her foot. The gate wouldn't open.
My purse flew out the
window. You know,
a
baby fell in my sunroof.
I took my babysitter because I have an interview for work after this. So normally I would have brought Tallulah, but because I can't take Tallulah, that's my other dog.
I know, I was going to say.
She's been on my mind lately. Maybelline, and my neighbor was down in the lobby, and she wasn't answering her phone or anything, and I was, anyway.
Well, please, look at me, and we love, honey,
I know,
please don't
still,
feel bad.
Well, I don't like it. I have to get a real job, too, you know, and it's like, I got to show up, you know, and I can't afford a helicopter. So,
not yet.
And I don't think there's a landing pad on the top of here anyway, is there?
Not yet.
Well, yeah, it's true, but we could have one put in there.
Just want to come back.
No, I won't even, you know what? They won't even land. They'll just throw me out. And I'll just...
on a rope.
You know, as it is now, people, when they drop me off, they don't even slow down. So.
Like in Jaws 2 yesterday when the helicopter guy landed and then the shark ate him up and pulled the helicopter underneath. I was like, please. I guess that's it for the Bob Dean Show. Episode, yeah. Yay. Episode 80. Love you. Love you.
Love you.
Love you. Love Zach, too. I love myself.
I love Sunda Kronquist.
Sunda Kronquist. We love you.
Sunda.
And your family. And let's see. Well, we love everybody. Love you, Nicole. Love you all. I'm trying to think. Episode 80. Please follow us on, subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow us on iHeartRadio. Listen to us on Stitcher. And follow us on YouTube and BobAstrellyComic.com. And I guess that's, anybody else want to add anything?
I hate Medicare.
I hate Medicare. I guess we're done.
Medicare.
All right. Bye. Thank you all. Yay.
Bye. Bye.